The Ladner Legion recently marked its 95th anniversary with a celebratory dinner at the Legion on October 22. In another event held last month, several members were honored for their service. Ron Erickson, 55 years, Harold Howe, 50 years, Jerry Bramhill, 55 years, and Ian Estabrooks, 50 years, represent 210 years of service to the Legion executive. Jackie Hilaire received a life membership. She has been the branch manager at Ladner Legion No. 61 for many years and is retiring. In addition to her job as branch manager, she has been an invaluable volunteer for the Legion and intends to carry on in that capacity. At the October 22 dinner, greetings were brought by Delta Mayor George Harvey and Council, and well as Delta MP Carla Qualtriff. Entertainment was provided by the Delta Police Pipe Band. The Ladner branch of the Royal Canadian Legion was chartered on March 21, 1928 and was originally known as the Canadian Legion of the British Empire Service League. In 1960, the Legion was renamed the Royal Canadian Legion. The original building was deeded to the branch in 1945 by the Municipality of Delta and was located where the community centre is now situated. At that time, the building housed the dugout, a serviceman's canteen, which was established for the benefit of members of the armed forces stationed in the area. When it finally closed its doors, an estimated 50,000 armed forces personnel had passed through those portals. Also, about this time, a bowling alley was purchased and moved to a building, which had been erected adjoining the high school. The branch's main form of income was from this bowling alley. In the 1950s, the branch received its liquor license and was moved to the foot of Delta Street in the heart of Ladner Village. The year 1970 brought about a third move to the current location on Delta Street. Branch 61 is the third owner of this building, constructed in 1922 for the Bank of Montreal and later to become the BC Government Liquor Store. In recent years, the Legion has provided bursaries to local scholars, supported seniors and minor sports teams, cadets and other youth groups. The supply of Christmas hampers for the needy has been a seasonal project, as well as many other community endeavors.